The Bright Side Home Theater Podcast is a spoiler podcast. The opinions and reviews are solely those of the Bright Side Home Theater Podcast.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Bright Side Home Theater.
Hey there, Home Theater Nerds. I'm back. Thought I'd give an update on Disney Plus, the interface, how it works, ease of use, stuff like that. I've been using it for quite a few hours now. Started at 6 o'clock this morning. And as I record this, it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so with about an hour off to run out and get some candy for Dr. Joe. I've pretty much been in my theater all day. Other than to run upstairs and check the other TVs, see how they're working. That way I would be a little bit more informed to let you guys know. So first off, everything I've done is through Apple TV. I thought of firing up my Fire Stick, but I've been going over so many things, I didn't want to make this even more convoluted than it was. So as far as everything goes through the Apple TV, it looks great. It sounds great. The interface I feel is really good. Very smooth, moving from one app to the other. There's a little bit of lag time, but that's to be expected. There have been some hiccups, although I haven't seen the hiccups in a few hours. Early this morning, I would say between 6 and 9, there were some delays. If you went out of an app and you went into another one, sometimes you would get the not loading screen, and you would have to back out and go back in. I honestly felt like it was getting worse as we got closer to like 9 o'clock, and I'm wondering if that had anything to do with, you know, I started at 6, the rest of the country, as you go west, is still in bed, people are getting up, more people are accessing it, and I'm wondering if that's what slowed it down. It seems to have steadied out. I haven't had that issue in quite a few hours now, but I am seeing on Twitter that a lot of people have been having this issue. Sometimes there's a trick to backing out of it. It's don't hit the retry and go right back into the same app. I had an issue where I was trying to go to my like saved shows where I like your favorites or whatever, or watching. I think it's the highlight is watching. And I tried to get into my watching shows and it wouldn't let me. So that now all I was trying to do was get to Spider-Man and his amazing friends. So it wouldn't let me get into my watching shows. I backed out of that, went immediately just to Marvel, clicked on that, everything's fine, and then clicked on Spider-Man and his amazing friends, and that was fine. Again, I don't think any of this is going to be an issue going forward as things settle down, but I just wanted to bring it up that there is an issue. If you're listening to this on your way home, don't be surprised, which I don't think anybody really should be surprised with streaming and something this big dropping in a day and the entire country excited for it. I've got to imagine we're pretty much crashing all of their servers. With all that in mind, I think things have run pretty smoothly today. So getting back into the actual interface, I thought it moved really well. Moving from icon to icon moves really well. Using the Apple remote worked fine. Using my Harmony remote worked fine. Everything really just felt like this has been up and running for a long time, like no real glitches. I watched a bunch of different content. I watched some animated features. I watched, obviously, I said Spider-Man and his amazing friends. I flipped through a few movies. For those of you that are going home to watch The Mandalorian, no spoilers here, but when The Mandalorian show ends, it'll bring up the next recommended feature. For me, it recommended Empire Strikes Back. First thing I notice seeing the page for Empire Strikes Back, it's in 4K, HDR10, and Dolby Atmos. So this is pretty much all over Twitter. All the Star Wars movies that are on Disney Plus are in 4K with HDR10 and Dolby Atmos. I believe the only two movies that aren't on there are Solo and The Last Jedi. All the other movies are on Disney Plus. I think those two still have deals with Netflix or something like that. Getting the original trilogy in 4K with Dolby Atmos is very exciting. Unfortunately, it's the special edition version. I've been searching around, looking through it. I haven't been able to find any kind of Easter egg or anything that you could find the original unedited versions of those movies, of the original three. That would be nice, and I wouldn't put it past them. But as of right now, I haven't heard of anything, and I haven't found anything myself. I watch scenes from all three of them. They look really, really good. The picture, being a 4K picture, but it is streaming, probably is as good as any disc that is in existence right now. The sound, I would say it doesn't match the decibel level of the discs, but in clarity and like precision around the room, it is a lot better. But that's the stuff that you're going to get with streaming. You're not going to, you're going to get compression. You're going to lose a little bit here and there. Just the idea that we know a remastered 4K HDR10 Dolby Atmos version exists. Very excited that these will be coming out on disc. The next movie I'll touch on briefly is Finding Dory. That is also in 4K HDR10 with Dolby Atmos. The animation looks spectacular. I haven't watched this movie. I don't own this disc in 4K. I don't know if this disc even exists in 4K. I just clicked on it because it was there, and it looks great. It definitely is great quality for a home theater. Obviously, it's great for kids to sit down and watch in front of a television. It is also worthy of a home theater presentation. So the last thing I'd like to do is I'm going to review Captain America Winter Soldier, and I'm going to do an ABC review. So I watched the opening scene of Captain America Winter Soldier from the very beginning of the movie all the way until Cap and Natasha just dive out of the way of the hand grenade that Batrak throws. And then she says, that was my bad, or whatever. So I watched this scene 4 or 5 times between all the versions of the movie. And what I noticed is the Disney Plus version sounds really good, but it doesn't have the decibel level, say, of even the iTunes version. The Disney Plus version is cleaner, crisper, and more clear than the iTunes version. It just doesn't play as loud. The 4K disc is kind of a mix of the two. It's crystal clear, it's very crisp, but it also has the decibel level that you would want in a big feature. The picture kind of follows along the same way. The Disney Plus picture, it's a little washed out. The blacks aren't as deep as the 4K disc. It is much crisper and more clear than the iTunes version. The one thing I thought was weird, though, is I kind of felt, and I went back and forth a few times, I felt like the iTunes version, the skin tones were warmer and they felt more natural than the Disney Plus version. And then you went to the 4K disc, the skin tones actually matched the iTunes version a little bit better. This is all probably something that if you didn't do the ABC comparison, you wouldn't really notice a difference on. There are slight differences. Obviously, the 4K disc is the best version of all of this. I would say the Disney Plus version is the second best version, and clearly better than iTunes. I didn't even bother going to just a 1080p disc because, again, that would just make this even more convoluted. But I really do like the 4K release that they put out through Disney Plus. I think it's a great presentation for a streaming service, but when streaming content, there are clear limitations compared to the hard discs. One last thing I'd like to note that I thought was really interesting. So in this opening scene of Winter Soldier, there's some subtitles. In the iTunes and the 4K disc, the subtitles appear on the screen. In the Disney Plus version, the subtitles actually appear right at the bottom of the screen and then into the letterboxed black bars. The reason I make note of this is because when I watch a movie that has the letterboxed bars, I will use masking so that my screen looks like that size screen. If the subtitles go into that, you can't see them because the masking is basically black velvet that it absorbs all light. Even in a completely dark room, I can't read the subtitles if they go into those bars. Now, that all being said, I don't think that's a big issue because if I'm going to set up and utilize my masking, I'm going to use the disc. But if I'm flipping around and I want to just see, watch different scenes from the movies, I'll be utilizing Disney Plus. So I feel like Disney Plus gives you the best compromise of everything all in one place. And while it's not reference quality because of the limitations of streaming, it is very, very good quality. And you can see that this technology is just getting better and better. So I hope this helped. I think this is great that we have all of this content in one place. Let me know what your experience has been so far with Disney Plus. You can tweet me at BrightsideHT or you can email me at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. I'm wondering what it's like on a Fire Stick or on a PlayStation or any of the other apps that this is available on. I personally have always found the Apple TV to be the best for streaming content. It's the best at, well, translating it and outputting the information in the best possible way. That's all I have for now. I'm actually excited to get back into the theater and start clicking around and seeing what else I can watch. There's plenty of content to keep me busy. I'll be back on Friday at my usual time with my review of Thor Ragnarok. So until then, I hope you guys are enjoying Disney Plus as much as I am. I'm going to head back into my theater and I'm going to go push play a whole bunch of times. See you Friday. Hey Fred. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.